In this country, the presidential inauguration is just 2 days away, and Washington is awash in preparations and security. NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore says the celebration is overflowing with something else, cash.
Inaugural for sale. $250,000 buys you an underwriter package that gets you 80 tickets to the inaugural events, plus a lunch with President Bush and Vice President Cheney. $100,000 gets you a sponsor package that pays for more than 30 tickets, including seats for the swearing-in ceremony and the parade. These events are so popular that Washington has now become a paradise for scalpers. A $250 spot in the bleachers for the parade is reportedly selling for $1,000. The inaugural is also a lobbyists' festival. Companies are throwing big parties for senators and representatives in a position to help them with legislation. For example, defense contractors like Boeing and Lockheed, with plants in Mississippi, are honoring the Mississippi congressional delegation. Hershey Foods of Hershey, Pennsylvania, is sponsoring a party for the Pennsylvania delegation. You might have thought that the first inaugural since 9/11, with the nation at war and soldiers being killed daily, would have dictated a muted ceremonial, like Franklin Roosevelt's fourth inauguration in 1944. If one has to be reminded that this is a nation at war, there are the unprecedented security measures blocking off large areas on Thursday. Soldiers rehearsing the inaugural parade yesterday had to go through metal detectors. The announced theme of the inaugural is celebrating freedom and honoring service. And the first event tomorrow will be a tribute to the military. On Thursday evening, there will be a Commander-in-Chief's Ball for 2,000 soldiers who have served in Afghanistan or Iraq. It will undoubtedly be heartening to the troops in Iraq to know that they are being remembered at the 55th inaugural ceremony, along with all the lobbyists. This is Daniel Shore.